What's the return on investment of renting out equipment or tools? We're going to explore an idea from a listener. He wants to invest in photography gear and power tools and essentially rent them out to pay them off and then go on to profit. So let's talk about it. What's the best way to do it? How can you run a rental business? What can you realistically expect in terms of profitability? This kind of business comes with some challenges like managing inventory, protecting against damage, calculating returns and risk, and so on. But it's also pretty simple. Like, it comes with those challenges, but it's a fairly simple business to put together in a short period of time, which is kind of what we're all about here on Side Hustle School. We want to help people make a lot of money, but sometimes to do that, you have to make a small amount of money at first. And that gives you confidence and experience to go on and do something better, bigger and better, let's say. So what is the ROI of renting out equipment or tools? We'll hear the detailed question from Andrew and my answer coming right up.
Hi there, I'm Andrew, and I've been thinking about investing in high-demand rental items like photography equipment, power tools, or event supplies. It seems like a good way to generate income without creating something new, but I'm unsure about the logistics. What are the best practices for managing a rental business, and how can I make sure it's profitable? Is the upfront cost of buying inventory worth it? And what kind of return on investment can I realistically expect?
All right, Andrew, as I said, this can be a pretty simple business to get into. It's got a couple challenges, but here's how you can approach this side hustle with confidence and set yourself up for profitability. Start by choosing high demand items that balance cost and frequency of use. So you mentioned photography gear and power tools. Those can be great. Just make sure you look at the specific ones that are being rented. Check Facebook Marketplace, check Craigslist, maybe even Nextdoor. That can give you insights into what is popular. But yeah, DSLR cameras and lenses, power drills, et cetera, things that are frequently needed, but not worth paying for one-time use. Like, they're frequently needed by a lot of people, but a lot of people don't need them all the time. So that's the first step. Then make sure you protect your inventory with clear rental agreements and deposits. Some of the platforms will do this for you, so that's nice. ShareGrid, Tool Rent. ShareGrid and ToolRent are two to check out. And of course, if you're doing it yourself through one of the other ones, like Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, Nextdoor, then you probably need to have your own policy as well. Start small to test demand, minimize your upfront investment. Don't go out and buy a bunch of cameras. Buy one camera, one high-quality DSLR, a couple of lenses perhaps, and then calculate your ROI carefully before making any big purchases. So you're wondering about, you know, what is the return on investment? Well, you can figure that out by estimating conservatively. Like, we had the lesson recently about how to kind of build your profit and loss statement on a single piece of paper or a really basic spreadsheet. So if you're investing $1,000 in equipment, let's say, make sure you can pay it off within 3 months. If you rent the camera for $75 a weekend, let's say, well, it can break even after about 13 rentals. That's how you can do the math, absent any maintenance costs, of course. But I think with this kind of business, you also want to pay attention to seasonality. Event supplies may go out heavily in the summer, but then slow down in the winter. That's just kind of a factor you have to pay attention to as you go. But if you start small, you know, you don't spend the $5,000, you just spend $1,000 or less, then you can adjust as you go. So pretty simple business, can work well, and it might inspire you to go on and do something else after that. Good luck, Andrew. Wishing you well. Listeners, wishing you well as always. Thanks for being out there. SideHustleSchool.com for some resources. I have a book coming out in 3 days. It's called Time Anxiety. You can learn more about it at timeanxiety.com. Pre-order from any retailer. So excited to share it with you very soon. I'll be on tour as well. You can see dates, details, cities, and such at that same website, timeanxiety.com. Much more to come. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.